This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Thursday, January 17th version of the DJB program. Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan here to grace us with their presence. Kara Schulin is at the controls with all those computers and screens sitting in front of her, wondering what is the next button I can push over there, the green one. I like that one. Push that green button. Who knows what happens after that. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming Jennifer's perspective on the State of the Union. I suppose there are any number of directions we can go, whether to literally the State of the Union or the State of the Union. And then there are other things going on. So, Jen, what's your eye on?
Well, it's been 45 minutes, so I actually thought we'd start with Russia. But you are right. The State of the Union is in focus because Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday sent a letter to the president saying, hey, you need to give your State of the Union speech in writing.
Hey,
we need to postpone
did you really
this.
Say hey?
She said just
hey,
like that.
Donald,
you know?
Hey!
I'm not paraphrasing at all. And now, Trump has not formally replied to Nancy Pelosi, but the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security says, wait a second. Democrats never even asked me about the safety and security of the State of the Union. And we're fully prepared to provide enough protection for everybody from the Secret Service. The event's supposed to be on the 29th. And you add a little extra insult when you realize that the invitation for the State of the Union was sent to the president well into a few days into the government shutdown. So it seems odd that this would change. Yeah, I think maybe what this might be is Nancy Pelosi not wanting to give Trump an hour of TV
no.
time. All of the eyes
you
of the nation would be
it?
Focused
on
his
on,
argument
Jennifer.
About border security.
Oh.
But there is some other news brewing in Trump world in Washington, D.C. Yep. And Rudy Giuliani.
Now he's a Russian agent, right? So this is why this makes sense.
Right. That's right. Rudy Giuliani is President Trump's personal attorney. A lot of people like to call him the TV attorney because the truth is Rudy doesn't do much for Trump strategically behind the scenes, but he is the
he
face
do
of
much for Trump,
Trump
period.
Movement. Correct. And I don't know if he helped him last night either. He was on CNN with Chris Cuomo, and he said, quote, I never said there was no collusion between members of President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russian officials. But I did say that Trump himself never colluded with Russian officials. Well, of course, that's all Rudy had to say for Twitter to go absolutely bananas. See, there's a smoking gun. The Trump campaign colluded with Russia. And that has been the message going since he was on at about 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 Eastern
didn't
last
it all
night
start,
today.
Okay. Didn't it all start with the allegation that when Trump built the Trump Hotel in Moscow, he was going to give a bunch of penthouse apartments to influential Russians so other people would go in there and buy.
I don't really know what the specifics of that deal were. I do know that the deal was killed in June of 2016 when it looked most likely that I think that Trump actually officially did become the nominee, or it looked like he was going to become the nominee. It was pre-convention, but he had pretty much cleared out the his people running against him. What this is about is Paul Manafort. It all goes back to Paul Manafort, and I'll try to explain it at least how I see it, because I think Rudy Giuliani was very stupid and not helpful to President Trump at all on CNN. I'll tell you that. I'll also tell you that I don't think it's by coincidence that Rudy Giuliani was on CNN last night making news like this one, because I think he goes on television for distraction. And yesterday we got the news that four service members were killed in Syria, and this came after President Trump announced plans to move out of Syria. I actually think Rudy Giuliani was put on CNN to provide this storyline so that Democrats would go crazy about this instead of looking at real loss
of life
in Syria.
So the White House put him on.
I don't know. I mean, I hate to think about it like this, but obviously this is what it's all about, right? It's what Nancy Pelosi's letter's about. It's what Trump's stuff is about. I mean, we have to be adults and acknowledge that there is a game of politics being played here. So Giuliani goes on there and says this. Now, if you dig into what the claim is about Paul Manafort, He's only been convicted and or indicted on crimes relating to his financial handlings. He has not ever been indicted for any conspiracy or collusion with Russia from Robert Mueller. He was supposed to be cooperating with Robert Mueller. Well, there was a document that was released last week, I believe, that accidentally wasn't redacted. And don't think that was by mistake either. They had some of the redaction failed of these documents. And it was released
to the
news media.
They ran out of ink in there, Strappy.
Right. That Paul Manafort had turned over polling information during the 2016 election when he was working for Trump to a person in Russia, a Russian business associate. Well, here's what I think is actually, there's so many holes to poke into this. Of course, there's smoke here because critics of the president want him to have conspired with Russia. But Paul Manafort turned these polling things over that were mostly public. In fact, even the Robert Mueller report says that most of the polling information that he allegedly turned over to this Russian business associate was public information. It was public polling information that was already out there in the news media. So Manafort handed it to this person. This person then allegedly handed it over to the Kremlin. That is very, it's hard to prove because in most places, in most reporting that is actually looking at the facts of this and not running with it, they actually called this business associate of Paul Manafort's an alleged Russian operative or an alleged Russian spy. They have no proof that this person, Konstantin Kilimnik, who Paul Manafort turned this over, was actually working for the Kremlin at the time that this was happening. And it was public information. So a lot of pundits are just kind of going wild with this when there's really not even a charge yet being filed by Mueller against Paul Manafort. So I think, and could this really be the state of where we are, that both Republicans, Democrats, even the president himself, they're all using this just to spin stories. And there's just maybe not a whole lot here. I mean, maybe there is. Maybe Paul Manafort's the worst guy on the planet. Maybe he sent over this polling information. Maybe that's the truth. But I think it's very hard in a court of law to say that he did this with ill intentions and that he wasn't just showing information that was already available to the public in the United States to a friend of his that he's worked with for 10 years or whatever that amount of time was. I don't know. It just seems like everybody gets all drummed up and Twitter starts going crazy. And I don't know if there's anything here other than more distraction.
More distraction, that's all. All right, moving to the situation in England. Ms. May, Theresa May, narrowly by the skin, what do they call, by the hair on her chinny chin chin, or the skin of her teeth. She is going to stay in power, but it was a no-confidence vote. 325 to 306 was the vote in favor of her government staying in power. The Labour leader's name is Jeremy Corbyn. He trying to force a general election for his party, but the 19 votes managed to keep her where she is. She hadn't won. She would have resigned, and then they would have a general election.
I think that's why she did win, because people knew, okay, if she doesn't win this, the general election isn't going to come in time for our exit, which is March 29th, so they were literally between a rock and a hard place. So I think that, you know, the only thing that they could do that made any real sense is stick with Theresa May and maybe come to terms, some sort of compromise on what the exit will be. But
nobody, you know, what's the backup plan here? And how quickly can they come up with it? Is the question. And how is this going to disturb things that go on in England, like all of the travelers and the business? I know many people.
How would you not ever want to be Theresa May today? Can you imagine being her over the last several weeks and months? Ugh.
Yeah. She can't be challenged again until next year. So she's safe.
That's what they said the last time, though. I remember like a couple months ago they did the no confidence vote, and she won that with
a bigger margin. I think it's a yearly thing, calendar year to calendar
year.
But
it was supposed to be that she was not going to be challenged again until she said she would leave office, because she said she announced as part of this that she's not going to run for re-election. So
she's a politician. They're all politicians. What do you think? Their lips are moving, so are they telling the truth?
Well, I don't think she's running for re-election. Would you, after all this?
Why would you want to do that? Nope. All right, so anyway, that's the situation as it's developed in England. Quarter after the hour here on the DJV program. If you would like to leave a lasting impression on your friends, on your relatives, business associates, somebody that you'd like to date, would you like your teeth to be up to 10 shades whiter than they are right now? Well, the folks at Power Swabs have been hard at work putting together the information that you need and the company that presents the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. It's an original formula. Dr. Martin Ginniger came up with it. He used it with his own patients. Then he sold it to some of his friends who were dentists. And then the word got around, so he was making it available to dentists all across the country. They charge $500 to $1,000 for you to come in and use his whitening formula to whiten your teeth. Well, maybe that's not so cool. So he decided he would make it available to everyone, and they did. This is the truest, whitest, most wonderful teeth whitening system that you can imagine. I love using it. You'll love it as well. Groundbreaking is the way it's been described as far as the formula is concerned. Ginniger is a pretty smart cookie. He understood that it would take, in order to sort of be delineated from the others, the rest of the pack, the rest of the crowd, you got to do something different. And he did. He came up with a patented tooth detergent, an all-natural tooth detergent, and a whitening agent, which in fact is how your teeth are lightened up. Lighten up the stains in 5 minutes. Quite a concept. You snap the tube open, swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes, all those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains, whatever has made your teeth yellow and ugly, start to go away. Keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days, up to 10, 12 times, and what a difference you will note. Go on the phone, dial 800. How do you go on the phone? Go to the phone, probably better. 800-208-1797. Call them up right now. Tell them you heard this discussion here on the DJV show, and you'd like to get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. You'll get it, and then you'll get it, if you know what I mean. You're going to get the discount, then you're going to get the strips, and you're going to use them, and your teeth will be beautiful, and you'll be thanking your friend Uncle Dougie for a long time. Try Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, get 50% off the retail price.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique. All 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from markers and pens to 2019 desk calendars.
And right now, a 12-pack of Sharpie markers and an 8-pack of Expo dry erase markers are only $4.99 each.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. Ends 1/19/19 in store only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here's the story of a group of men who were on a Royal Caribbean cruise last week. They have been banned by Royal Caribbean for life because one of them, 27-year-old Nick Native of Vancouver, Washington, jumped off of the 11th floor of the ship into the ocean.
Oh, what an idiot.
They were...
Why? On purpose?
They're going into the Bahamas, and all the people, you know, when you get close to going to shore, everybody lines up outside getting ready to get off the boat. So this guy posts on his Instagram page. By the way, if you want to find it, NAYDEF91. He apparently managed to get onto Yahoo as well, and they wanted a comment from him. He said he hurt his neck and his tailbone when he got in the water.
11 floors up. Wow.
Yeah, he jumps into the water as it's coming into port. You got to be a real moron to do that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's 21 after the hour. No morons here. This is a moron-free zone.
may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One of the best experiences you'll have all week, perhaps hearing me sing along with some of the songs in our Throwback Thursday musical segment, 24 past the hour. The year is 1970, and the five songs started at number five with Michael and his brothers doing, this was probably their fifth or sixth number one song, I Want You Back. This week it happened to be number five. I'm not a fan of Michael by himself, but they had some fabulous times and great music. A lot of fun. Even if they weren't having fun with their father, who was a bastard, putting this stuff together, the music sounded good. Crank it up, Kara. All right, so we go from that song at number five. The music was changing a lot. It was after Woodstock, getting into the 70s, just for the disco era. And there were a lot of bands that came out of nowhere that did fabulously well. Good example of that is CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's number four this week. One of their best songs, Down on the Corner. Love the guitars. Beats. Stuff. Very simple stuff for fun. What do you think, ladies?
Love Creedence, yep.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's number four for this week in 1970. Number three, this was the swan song. Diana Ross had decided she was going to leave the Supremes, and this was their last song together. Number three this week, 1970. Someday we'll be together again. In Goosebumps, listen to this. I played this as a job. God knows how many times. Anyway, she sings in all of her concerts. That was number three this week. Number two of the... And there were so many fabulous songs, Peter, Paul, and Mary. They were at the height of their success at this era. We're really getting a good start on things. This was a fabulous song. I'm trying to remember who wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane. So many wasn't them.
Wasn't it Peter, Paul, and Mary?
I don't think they wrote it. I think I'm trying to remember who did. I'll look it up while you're listening to Peter, Paul, and Mary with the number two song, Leaving on a Jet Plane. Did they write it?
I don't know. Do we have an answer on that, Kara?
I don't know. I mean, didn't John Denver do a version of the song?
Yeah,
but he would be afterwards.
I think it was John Denver. Let me just go ahead. Crank it up while I figure this out.
John Denver.
Yep.
Go, Kara.
And that was something.
There was a race between Kara and me.
Well,
yes.
I didn't even have to look it up.
Yes, your sister's Mark.
He wrote it in '66, and then Peter, Paul, and Mary released it in '67.
Yeah. Great song. All right, but the number one song this week in 1970 belonged to Billy Joe Thomas. BJ had, this was what, 4 weeks at number one? Yeah. From the movie Butch Cassidy. The Sundance Kid, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Fabulous ballad.
I'm never going to stop the rain by complaining because I'm
free. You envision those movies? And the bicycle ride, the fabulous scene from the movie when they play this music. It's a very good movie. If you haven't ever seen it, you ought to rent it or find it and watch it. Bentley apparently likes it. 28 past the hour on the DJV program. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
ICE is claiming responsibility for the suicide bombing that kills 19 people near the Turkish border in Syria, four Americans among them. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shannon.
Our fight against terrorism is ongoing, and we will remain vigilant and committed to its destruction.
The Americans, two service members, a civilian Defense Department employee, and a contractor were dining when the bomber walked by and blew himself up.
President Trump says he wants his supporters to know that he is ready for a long federal government shutdown, saying that he won't approve ending it until Congress approves the money to begin building his wall on the southern border. The longest shutdown in history is now in its 27th day. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, voices you like, stories that are important to you. That's the mainstay of the DJV show. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug here now with Victoria's voice in her mind and a focus on a big trending story.
Yeah, well, it's some bad news for another retailer who has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. This time it's Gymboree Group. Now, you may, now that you've got miles up and running around, you may know the Gymboree Group has different stores and malls and things like that.
Yes.
They do little gym classes for kids, music and art classes for parents and kids together. And so I guess the need for this type of stuff has dwindled. So now they're going to be closing 800 Gymboree stores.
Wow.
Around in the U.S. and Canada. And this is a company that's based in San Francisco. They said in a press release that they're pursuing sales of their high-end fashion line, Janie and Jack. Now, those stores, there are much fewer of them. There's only 139 nationwide. Those are, I've been in there, they're very expensive kids' clothes. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like adult size, tiny pieces of clothing that are the same price that you would pay if you were an adult. I guess Jane and Jack is keeping them somewhat in business. They're going to keep them going.
You know, one of the things that, Ken Kronos and I have been talking about, Dr. Ken is on this program with regularity, and we have him on our Good Day Health Show podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. The dwindling number of people in the country, or where, I guess a better way of putting it, maybe with a more understandable viewpoint, is that we are not replacing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are not having children as quickly as, or as many children as was the case with other generations. It's slowing down appreciably, and that's one of the reasons that, I'm talking about white America, that's one of the reasons the Hispanic population has increased, because they have more, most of them are Catholic, and they believe in having more children. And there are other religions and other groups.
Well, conservative Jewish people have, like,
very much
the
same
as the Catholics.
Yeah,
yeah. Even their numbers are dwindling. They're just not having as many, and people aren't as religious as they used to be.
But this is not bad. Under the circumstances, the planet cannot continue to grow at the pace it is in terms of population and expect the planet to survive. The taxation on the natural resources, it just isn't there, especially when we do stupid stuff like cut the trees down in the rainforest and other things that are being done that just confuse Mother Nature. That's really what we're doing. Mother Nature will win out in the end anyway, but it just, it seems to me that there's nothing but common sense involved in understanding that you can't keep having a population increase the way the planet is. The Indians, the average family in India has 8 children in it. The average family.
Wow.
And you look at some of the other areas, especially of Asia, to a lesser extent Africa, where there's less understanding of how the body works. This is another example. I mean, I'm appalled, frankly. I saw something. I agree in reading, writing, arithmetic, and the basics and the standards that need to be taught in school. We are not teaching that well. We have a real, unless it's advanced placement or schools, the charter schools, better school, whatever, the kids are learning nothing, basically, in school. They are. They're learning nothing. Squat. Way too many of them. And one of the things that it seems to me, this goes back to when I was teaching school in the 60s and 70s, and how I fought. I became very unpopular with certain families, groups. When I was politically active even at that time in my local town, and because as a teacher I went to a lot of school committee meetings, and I spoke out against the continuing. There was a war. I don't know, war isn't there, but a continuing criticism of teaching children health education. So kids don't know about their bodies. They don't understand how their systems function. And it was all because part of the curriculum focused on sex ed. And this was 7th and 8th and 9th graders. We're better or more appropriate to teach kids about their bodies and what happens to their bodies functionally than when they're in heat. And you go into heat, you know, let's face it, when you're in junior high school, you begin to figure out how everything works. And it was a perfect, I was blackballed. I was, there was people that hated me. Not only was I a teacher, but I was on the radio in our community, and I would talk about that stuff on the air, and that even made him more angry. But it was something that I felt very strongly about, and still do, as you can tell by the eagerness I have when I launch into these discussions. At any rate, and it came from the notice that this, and I think one of the reasons that this company's going out of business, there aren't a lot of kids. There aren't as many kids to buy the products.
Yep, yeah, that's it. And all parents don't really have that extra money to spend on things like that.
Too expensive.
You know?
Yeah, very expensive stuff. All right, other business news. It appears, this is good news, Sears may have a chance at surviving after all. The company's chairman, Ed Lampert, who I have said many times is a cretin, he forced Sears into bankruptcy, and now he's buying. He's buying the company out of. Very smart guy in terms of money. He bought the company as a real estate play about 12 years ago when they were in trouble. And he sold off a lot of the assets that were really, that were, you know, some of these mall leases and self-standing places. They made a lot of money. So Sears Holdings Corporation is the store end of it. So now it appears they're going to save 50,000 employees in 425 stores, which I think is good. I don't like the guy, but I think Sears is such a phenomenally iconic name.
But where does it go from here, though?
That's the thing, though.
This going to make you go into a Sears store? Because it's not going to make me. I've been in Sears maybe once in my life with
my parents. Sears is an old people's store. People remember.
But old people
like
are dying.
Me.
So how is this going to be a plan for the future?
Old people are dying.
Right. So no. How is this a plan for the future? We're going to be right back here again in 2 years.
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. I'm happy that they, Kmart's another, he bought Kmart and Sears at the same time. They're doing the same thing with that. But that, nobody gives a damn about Kmart. Nobody ever did.
Target and Walmart are way better.
Right. But Sears is, there's their name, there's a something, I don't know what it is. It doesn't mean anything to you or Kara, I get it. But it does mean something to people like me. But of course I'm dying, so.
I don't consider you an old person. I mean,
put
people
me out
who are
of my
older.
Misery soon. Yes,
we're
I'm older
we'll,
than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'll spread your ashes at a Sears store.
No, you won't. You spread my ashes right down at the farm on the manure pile right next to where all the cotton is. All right, Kraft, another business story. Kraft says they're opening free groceries, or they're going to offer free groceries for furloughed workers, making sure the government workers who don't have any money don't go hungry. Kind of an interesting reality. Kraft announced it will open a pop-up store in Washington from now until Sunday, providing free food to government workers who can present the appropriate ID. Store is a couple of blocks from Union Market. That's a great part of Washington, actually. I'm trying to picture where the store is, Kara. That's Constitution Avenue, isn't it, out there?
You know, I don't go to that part that often, so I don't know exactly where the store is going to be. But it's pretty cool.
Anyway.
I mean, there's a ton of different places that
Kraft's
can go now.
Slogan on the Facebook page: Kraft now, pay later, and that'll do a world of good. I think that's a good for them. It's good. There's some other food banks offering help to people as well, but that's a good move on their part. Smart. Good, and the people there should be saying thank you. We all should say thank you to them. And I think that's it's a promotional thing. It's probably good because it's good.
Doesn't hurt.
But it also doesn't hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, doesn't hurt at all. Here's something else that doesn't hurt. Using my pillows to get a good night's rest. Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you will ever own or your money back. That's a heck of a statement. True, though. You don't like your MyPillows, you get till March 1st. Buy them now, keep them till March 1st. You don't like them, send them back, get your money back. Go online to MyPillow.com. You got a plan. Maybe you're looking around and let's see. Okay, I could use some of those pillows, throw pillows. I use some sheets. I can use new mattress, mattress cover. I can use all kinds of things. So if you spend more than $200, you get a payment plan if you'd like. A limited time, you get 4 MyPillows for the price of 2. That's just, I mean, they have these deals all year long that are specials. But if you use the DJV code when you go to MyPillow.com, you can get that deal, 50% off deal on everything there. Sometimes even more. It's a fabulous place to get the things you need for a good night's rest. Check out the elegant Giza MyPillows. You will like them. They're really smooth, man. They are great. Okay, so I give you the message. You know the deal. Go to MyPillow.com. Save some money. Get a guarantee. You can wash them. I was going to say you can wash and wax them. Probably don't. You can wash and dry them. I don't know about waxing them. But they are a fabulous buy, fabulous benefits. Use the promo code DJV to save 50% or more. Great MyPillow products at MyPillow.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS. With 149 million viewers and more than a billion hours watched daily, stats show most of us use YouTube. And good news, YouTube has been making upgrades, including 360-degree videos for those of us that love VR. Veronica Navarette from YouTube explains.
That's right. So if you ever wanted to go somewhere or visit a place that you couldn't actually physically get to at the moment, you can always check out 360-degree videos. It gives you a more immersive, first-hand experience, so you can feel like you're swimming with sharks or get a first-hand look at a living, breathing dinosaur from the Natural History Museum. Whether you're on desktop, on your phone, you can look around, you can scroll around using your finger or your mouse. So the team has been focused on making a couple of improvements to make it a little bit easier for you to use and just more fun for you to watch all this video.
More at YouTube.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get that down.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Muslims in the news. Officials in Louisville, Kentucky, say they're going to name the airport the Muhammad Ali International Airport after one of the country's most famous and favorite sons. Anybody have a problem with that? I'm surprised it took them this long.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. All right, so here's another one. Inez, if that's how you pronounce his name, E-N-E-S Cantor, who plays basketball. Been on, let's see, what is it, 2016, I think, he started playing for the Knicks, right? I have my information correct. Anyway, so he's on the most wanted list. The president of Turkey says that he is a terrorist because he was involved in or supported a coup attempt in 2016 to get rid of, how do you pronounce this guy's name, Erdogan, right? Isn't that it?
Erdogan,
him
too. I believe,
too.
Yeah, the Turkish president.
Well, anyway. So this guy is pretty outspoken, apparently, and isn't afraid. He kind of speaks about Erdogan as the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? But his family comes from, he comes from Turkey. It was an op-ed piece in the Washington Post titled, "Anyone who speaks out against Erdogan is a target, and that includes me." And so the guy is, about 7'6 or something? He's a big guy.
Probably not that tall. That's I don't know if anyone is that tall. Maybe 6'7".
Maybe 6'7"? Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. He's
there's a picture of him standing in the Congress, halls of Congress with Schumer. Schumer looks like a midget standing next to him. So anyway, he looks also like the guy who's in the FBI, that new FBI, the Dick Wolf show, who is Muslim, and that's part of his character. It's part of the act on the FBI. Part of the. I don't know, what do you call that? Part of the drama of the show is that he's working with a white woman, and he's a dark-skinned Muslim, and that sort of adds to the flow or interest in the show. I don't know. Anyway, this guy, I think there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have said stuff about the president of Turkey, so there must be a long list of people he wants to bump off. 10 before the hour here on the DJB show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sounds suspenseful. All right, you want to lead us into... Chucker's not here today. We're into movie moments. What's this, the theme, Victoria?
That
what are we listening to?
That goes to Mary, Queen of Scots, which is the movie about Queen Elizabeth I. That is still in theaters right now, and that stars, and we're going to say her name correctly for once, Margot Robbie. Not Margot.
Where's Margot Robbie when we need her?
Chuck does not listen to us. We tell him every week it's Margot, but, you know... He just does his own thing.
A bit of a game with him, yes.
Yeah. So Margot Robbie, in a new interview, is saying that because she's doing so much press for this movie, she said that she is so sick and tired of people asking her when she's going to have a baby. And she said she got married 2 years ago to a filmmaker, and she said it's the first question in almost every interview, when are you having a baby? And she said she finds that the line of inquiry incredibly sexist, and that she has been in the press room with her male co-stars who have also recently been married. No one asks them when they're going to have
a baby.
Yeah, and she said that it's just one of those things now. She said she's going to discontinue interviews if someone asks her that, because she said it makes her so angry. And she said, quote, "How dare some old guy dictate what I can and can't do when it comes to motherhood or my own body?" So do not ask Margot when she's going to have a kid.
Nope.
And I agree with
Morgan.
That. It's no one's business. Like, ugh, it's terrible.
Well, she's also at the height of her career right now, so why would she be thinking about
that? But the culture is where the culture of this question comes from Meghan Markle, I think, and the fact, the focus on her and the baby.
This isn't happening.
It's long before Meghan Markle.
Than her.
Yeah,
okay. All right. In a moment, the story of Anne Hathaway's next deal, plus Liam Neeson loses his nephew. We'll have that conversation after this.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Shopping like a CEO? My, look at those savings.
Right now at Staples, save like a big cheese, a big shot, a boss.
Because this week, get $25 off when you buy any two HP toners at Staples. Those are boss-size savings.
Start the new year right by stocking up on HP toner and saving big at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/19/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/toner savings for details.
All right, so apparently Liam Neeson had a great relationship with his nephew, and there was an accident in which the nephew was killed. Ronan Sexton is his name. A picture you see of Liam Neeson lately, he's, what, 66, I think? He said...
Something like that,
well,
yeah.
Didn't you interview him once at Sirius? I've never interviewed a guy.
I've met him once, but I didn't interview him. No, I met him in the park because he liked my dog. He was very sweet.
Right. Well, he just, he somehow fell into this action role or these roles, and he's done very well with them.
Yeah.
Although I think he's beginning to look a little beyond his prime when it comes to this. Doesn't he have a new movie coming out pretty quickly? Another action flick, I think. If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I know last year he said that he was going to just slow down on the action movies because it's just too much. It's not believable anymore.
No, it isn't. Anne Hathaway closing a deal to star as the Grand High Witch. You'll love this as much
That's
as you like Anne Hathaway.
That's an appropriate role for her.
Right. In the new adaptation of The Witches, she's going to be the Grand High Witch.
Nice.
So there you go.
High on herself witch? Okay,
that
that's perfect.
Could be. All right, what else have you got?
Well, there's another thing that's trending right now in the movie celebrity world. It's a new interview that Macaulay Culkin did with Michael Rosenbaum. Now, that name may not be a household name. He played Lex Luthor brilliantly on Smallville. He also happens to have one degree of separation from us. He's Warren Eckstein's nephew. And you've probably met him, Doug, at some point.
I know him. I had dinner with him one night. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good
so
kid.
He has a podcast called Inside of You, and he interviewed Macaulay Culkin all about Michael Jackson's friendship with Macaulay. And it's really interesting, the things that Macaulay said. You can check it out and look it up online. But very interesting. He said, we were friends. There was nothing weird about it. And that Michael had a wicked, awesome sense of humor. And people didn't know that.
21 Oscar-winning movies have been posted at Netflix, if you're interested. And the first teaser for Ghostbusters sequel has been posted as well, if you're interested. All that from us. All this information. Wow, are we cool or what? The DJV Show. Movie Moments, 59 past.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.